you.
Get angry.
Against me, this is the thing.
You are stealing the men. You are stealing our hearts.
Well, they are afraid of the same thing, though, because they know so many will be attracted.
No one are attracted to them. All these are people. Yeah. Yeah.
They were on the verge of kicking out Lord Ravindranath from this point.
I don't.
Just as he declined.
But then,
but I'm not a person. I'm like more than Himalaya. The best of all TV compartments. Not more wealthy. What am I and if they could think.
But yes, he will be here. What is the Sanskrit? Atalasthiram?
I will not tell anything against explaining what is actually called
the Spani, what is the Sanskrit, they have a very difficult time when you speak about the names of the deities, such as Radha, Kalpa, Sarati,
and the
yes, yes. They have very difficult time with this.
But they came to me and told me.
Yes.
Rupa, Sarati, and his professor. I told that I will be quite
silent.
Silent. But if you have any order against me, not to do this session, then I will do so. So you should be calm and quiet, don't help me, and don't knock to Madhumakshi.
Madhumakshi?
Honeybee.
Honeybee.
Don't.
He tells him, if you give me trouble, I may speak from anything.
Don't try to order me or to control me.
Disturb me.
Don't try. If you try, then that is some form of anything. Swamiji told me that as I told, I asked him that why do you, I prefer all these things that you have done, but why do you kept the name of Radha Paksha? Because you have just written so many good things in your Krishna
book.
And you have that explanation.
You asked this to Swamiji.
Okay. He told that I have not done, but I was controlled to accept their these things. I know all these things.
And also,
you know that he has not kept the name of Radha Paksha. There are so many like her, so many. So that at that time, as I was on break in the show, I told that I have nothing to do in this thing.
When was which year that was when they made the name? Because even in 1975, 2 years before he disappeared, they had already named.
On 1976, when he went to London, at that time. And he was at that time in England. Therefore, Sabri took him to London, but he returned from London again to his home.
Many times I did things against his desire, and he became so disturbed. Like a DVD.
We have nothing to worry about. We know that some Kashiram or something is what in person, Shasak of Chandi. He wrote Ramayana. That Ram has worshipped Durga. Durga. Because he was Durga, but he wrote. That is pretty easily in Ramchandra. He called Ramchandra has done it. So the person like them, that's them. But we never accepted all. We know that all the so that is the but I know that those who work with them never
accepted. Here in Western countries, when Swami Maharaj when he first came, he wrote one letter that so many Christian churches, it's like this is this temple is also formerly Christian church, now made a temple. So he saw that so many Christian churches were closing. So he wrote one letter and he said, yes, we can take over all of these Christian churches and we will install Murti of Radha and Krishna. And we will also have Jesus Christ next to Radha and Krishna, so the people will be attracted and will come to worship.
Prabhupada in Prabhupada's room in Mexico, where he told the people there, the archbishop in the church, and he said just that. And then one devotee said, after, oh, Prabhupada, we can do like that. And Prabhupada said, you don't do it yourself. I will tell you when you can do or when you can't do it.
Like Prabhupada has told that we are real shastra. Real shastra.
Shakta.
Shakti worship. Kali Durgan or Ankal Shakta.
Shakta.
So we are real Shakti, because the real Shakti is Srimati
Radha.
Yes. So he has told that we are real Christians.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because
yes.
They have so much faith on God,
yes.
But there should be some change. Yes. But
adjustment.
Yes. Because they are trusting God,
yes.
So we have some drinking. They are not nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Both are nasty. Russians, they are nasty. Not Russians. All, but some of them. Then are nasty. Both are nasty. They are not nasty. So Prabhupada, Swamiji has told him that we are real Christian Dharma.
Oh, yes.
He has
said like this many times. Many times he has had conversations with Christian priests and said, we love Jesus Christ more than you do.
Yes. We love more than Shakti, Shakti is in Abhigastha or in that people like this. We have faith on this so much more than that.
I just got off the phone with Niranika and Badri Narayan. Badri Narayan is the DVC for Los Angeles.
Yes.
Here in LA. And they were wondering when we wanted to visit the temple and what the kind of accommodation, what kind of arrangements could be made because.
Five-star hotel.
Yeah. I suggested that, I don't know what the program is here, but that maybe Thursday or Friday would be a suitable day. They said we're welcome between 9 o'clock in the morning and 12 o'clock in the afternoon. They said that following in the true tradition of Gaudiya Math lifestyle, that they would expect that Maharaj and but some brahmachari assistants, 3 or 4 people would accompany him to visit the temple. give me a couple of minutes before we begin the discussion and the laughter, because otherwise it's a long story. He said 3 or 4 people. He has personally changed his important schedule for being here. And that he said, I said, Prabhu,
I said 3 or 4 people is probably really affecting a lot, because I've seen that there are devotees that are traveling to Maharaj that Maharaj is telling them, don't come on the plane, and they get on the plane, and people are coming along no matter what we do. You know? So I said, I think you can expect a few more people. And then he said, well, then that's not acceptable. We can't have that.
What do you mean anyone
could go in
the temple?
Well, I made the point that it's a public place, but he kept saying that this was Gaudiya Math tradition and that somehow we
now
they
have become Gaudiya Math.
Now they become Gaudiya
Math.
I was going to say, next time Govardhan Parikrama, only 2 or 3 should come then, right?
When
then
3, 4
people really
happy
good. Yes. Well, that's what I thought. We could say, well, I thought you said 34. I'm really sorry. Anyway, I told him, look, Prabhu, I said, I'm just a spokesperson. I'm communicating to you and I'm communicating back here. And I said, I'm not a decision maker. So what I'll do is I'll communicate that to Maharaj, and I can expect that, you know, there's going to be more. But I'll let you know as much as and as soon as possible how many there'll be. He was a bit patronizing, to say the least.
It was Bhagavan Narayan.
Yeah. And at the end of the conversation, I straightened him out and I said, if you really expect to get much from me, then don't patronize me. So it was a very interesting conversation. The end result is that he's expecting to hear from me what day we would like to go, Thursday or Friday.
We are not bound to give any time.
We are not bound. We can go anytime we want.
If buses can come, we don't want to.
We don't need that.
I told him.
No accommodation, nothing.
We want to see Prabhupada's quarters, but here's the trick. There's a trick in there. I said, well, look, we really can't control this. I'll do my best. We'll make an announcement and I'll let everybody know. But I can't control this. And he said, well, you know what it is, Prabhu, that we actually would like to have a discussion with Maharaj. And it's very...
I'm going to take back and fight to discuss.
And it's very difficult to discuss when there's lots of people around. Too many eyes and too many witnesses.
Why? We are not going to speak until this.
It's typical, and I think what we do is we just pick the day that we're going. We can let him know we're coming. I'll contact him and say we're not expecting anything. Maharaj will go with a few people to see Prabhupada's room.
No,
everyone should go.
Okay,
I've never been there.
But that they should honor us, no? That should lock us. We just run and
come. I want to make a point.
Okay,
they will accommodate any group of persons who want to come there for a tour,
yep.
Whether it be a classroom, if it's a classroom of students from a university,
yes.
If it's a group of people from anywhere,
okay.
If they tell them in advance that we would like to come and see your temple, they will take them for a full tour of the museum of Prabhupada's quarters, and they'll give them some mahaprasad.
And especially if they give a donation.
Yeah.
I could tell them I bring my checkbook.
Mayavadis and mediators can go in.
No, and movie stars.
They will simply go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
And if they are blocking, Lohar will go and they will write in all Indian papers.
Yes.
So I should say, nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
We will simply go with all our persons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing kirtan, his name, and.
We will do kirtan. We'll go to the room.
And if they are very good.
We could go at 7 in the morning.
I think it's 7:30. Is it 7?
No, they have Guru Puja then.
That's why we want to be there.
Well, I mean, you have to ask yourself if that's consistent with our objectives.
Guru Puja and then return. Nothing to tell, nothing to ask.
Maharaj,
okay.
Would you like to go there when there are many of their devotees there or when there are less of their devotees?
Whether they are not our. Like public person?
Yes.
If we go to their Guru Puja and we offer flowers, what is the harm?
Like a public? But we will go all going to
Yes.
And if they will not,
that is Gaudiya Math tradition.
This is also.
This is actually Gaudiya Math tradition is to visit a mandir, especially in a foreign place.
We could say the Gaudiya Math tradition is to stand against the Chaum Kazi and ask your son no matter what
happens. At the time of Swami Ji Maharaj. And after that, also we have done community and
I never even met him, but I can tell you that's what he is.
Did you discuss anything in temple?
No.
Only Harikatha, and if there's something, glory of Swami.
But I thought that Vridayananda was offering to come and meet with Maharaj.
Vridayananda is offering to come and meet with Maharaj and would like to meet with Maharaj after Maharaj visits the temple.
Okay, that's separate than Vridayananda.
That's a completely separate affair. Okay, I think though that my sixth sense tells me that Badri Narayan has a very different agenda than Vridayananda, and that he wants to become more powerful than Vridayananda, therefore he's going to do what Vridayananda wants to do. Yeah, what the devotee told Vridayananda to do.
They don't have faith on Vridayananda.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So Badri Narayan is going to come in and I'm the man to do it.
Let me tell you one thing. Okay. 2 months ago, when I began to organize everything, as I told you, I went to visit with Virabhu. Virabhu is also
the wife, is the husband of.
In this place, there are two GDCs.
Right.
Vajinarayan and Virabhu.
Right.
When Virabhu is gone, then Vajinarayan sometimes is here, sometimes there is no GDC. But Vajinarayan came here specifically for this 1 week. I saw him drive up the day that he released for the earthquake.
Yeah.
So
he's coming just for this.
Yes. But only problem is that if you want to go at that time, they will not give tour of Prabhupada's quarters at that time.
Why not?
No, they're only taking darshan of VCs and that's all.
Well, they may not. I'll explain. Okay. The DVC has specifically told the local temple authorities that they have to control the visits by Maharaj and us as much as possible to avoid their congregation and devotees mixing with us. Okay? They don't want their devotees to have darshan of Maharaj. That's the basic principle, okay?
Yeah.
So they put big pressure on the local temple authorities that to avoid that at all costs, right? So to wit, they have said that we need to control the time period.
So they have all the devotees gone.
Remember,
so that they can have all the devotees.
Remember the law of mercy.
The law of mercy is
anything can happen.
But what I heard also is that they consider that when I heard that Shivaram Swami, wrote a letter to Maharaj directly, saying that he considered it confrontational, that he arrived
to Brajana,
that he chose to arrive at that time.
Well, he mentioned the visit to the manor to me on the telephone, and they consider that to be that there was a lot of threat, was the quote, that resulted as a result of that visit, and they want to avoid that threat.
But Maharaj could do what he wants.
You know, here's another, another point is this.
We are not interested in relieving or increasing that stress.
We're concerned in making sure that there's no stress for Maharaj.
That's also, first of all,
the traffic in LA is a consideration because prior to 7 o'clock a.m. we will not get the rush hour traffic. Secondly, Maharaj wants to see the Venice Beach where Swamiji has walked. Then if we do this, our timing is actually good to arrive, to leave here maybe 6,
okay.
6 in the morning if possible.
Yeah.
To arrive there at 7 for their deity greeting.
And then after that,
go to Venice Beach.
Okay.
And stay there and maybe sit and have Harikatha for a little.
In fact, some
ISKCON devotees may even follow along. In fact, there's many devotees that have called me, and I know that they will come to Venice Beach specifically. And they will even come to the temple that morning just to see. So if we organize it in that way, then we could be returning later when the traffic is disappeared. And we can tell like this, that Maharaj schedules that he has to be back here by noontime. He has to take a special diet, everything. Mm-hmm. So we have this time limitation, and he's going to make that long journey up there. It's almost a 1-hour drive to the temple and to the beach, and he wants to see it. And this is the only day that he has available.
And you tell him that due to the nature of our program every day, we only take discussions after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And we don't need anything from this.
No, for sure.
I'll tell them that. Maybe the door will be more open wider then.
They want all the devotees back.
Anyway, we do the best we can to communicate things, but at the end of the day, we have to, you know, the parade has to go on, and we have to just disregard them anyway.
If you are not telling anything, general public.
We just go.
Because the more you let them know, the more they will try to control. Yeah.
But I suggest, though, that since this has already occurred, we can tell them like this.
I'll tell them,
But Thursday morning is probably the good morning because today's Tuesday, tomorrow Wednesday.
It's Gurudwara also.
Gurudwara.
On Thursday.
So Wednesday evening, tomorrow evening, there is a outside preaching program in evening time at one of the leaders' homes.
Uh-huh.
Thursday there is no program. Thursday evening, they told me Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
But in the here in Mandir.
No.
But outdoor?
I don't want to discuss them.
You should tell them also. Any discussion? Not there.
No problem. They have problems. They should come.
Yes.
They will only go and respect Swamiji.
If
they will allow us to go in church where Swamiji used to arrive, he used to see, he can see. Otherwise, they will follow.
Yeah, we can tell them we come at 7 if you allow us. If you don't allow us, then
we will do pranam
there. We will do pranam to the door and
on the street.
Go to Venice Beach and we'll discuss there. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Is that what we should tell them?
Yeah.
Okay. He must go. He will go.
Okay.
Anything will go. Return back, doing pranam there, get in dust.
Just like in Jagannath Puri, when I went to Jagannath Puri. I can't go in, but I take the dust and Hare Krishna, Haridas Thakur did it.
7 o'clock.
No, I'll tell them.
Let them know.
Because even if they announce the devotees don't come, because
they will all
come. They'll all come. It'll be absolutely, it'll have the update. If they make an announcement, Thursday morning we want to cancel our morning program, no one is coming.
They
won't do it, but if they're foolish.
They cannot because they're
so
attached to that schedule.
No, this is best. It's cooking the milk a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Have to do that.
Okay. And then
outside of
India. But I will have to go there.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Outside of India, Srila Prabhupada spent more time in this temple than any other place. He called it his Western world headquarters.
And he walked even on the street.
Everyone.
Yes.
He spent so much time.
Spent everywhere in the
Close whole temple? Just tell them to leave the donation box outside.
I'll do that.
We are very generous people.
And I'll say, look, this is really a big thing because the Dutchman said that, so it's a really big honor.
He said, oh, Prabhu, I also need to talk to you about the fact that some devotees have stayed at the guest house, which is okay, but we need to try to coordinate that more. Ishvara Paramakrishna.
Some
devotees stay in their guest house before we arrive there. And he mentioned that to Buddhara Prabhu. By the way, I should mention this to you. We need to coordinate anything if anyone wants to stay in our guest house.
Yeah.
Why he said they want to coordinate?
They just want to control everything. They have this idea that we're going to come in and steal all their devotees.
Why don't we do that?
Actually, coordinate.
Control. Limit.
No, you can't. Because they snuck in. Actually, the devotees just came in. A couple of devotees came in.
So I think we should let them be nervous for some hours,
yeah,
so they don't sleep very well.
Yes.
Yeah. And then tomorrow night, about, let's say, 9, 9:30.
11 o'clock. Wake him up, tell him.
10 o'clock, Prabhu, change your schedule. We're coming tomorrow at 7. Haribo.
Sleep well.
They don't have much sense of humor.
Take the
test,
and then you go and take
the test.
Very good, long,
long,
all very, very good.
Even better. Then we can make more propaganda. Making good propaganda. We'll be doing lots of propaganda. Take care of it, Maharaj. We'll go and have a very Krishna conscious morning on Thursday morning. We'll take Gopinath will be there. It's like 8 feet tall.
Gopinath,
your husband?
Yeah, he's arriving today.
Great.
Great. It's no problem.
I'm here. You know.
The strategy, first flatter your opponent, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that's from...
It's so good now.
How to make friends.
Oh. Let me hear more.
But no, nothing about Krishna was said in the conversation.
Except at the end, Hare Krishna.
So you can judge by that.
He said, what is it?
I said, nothing about Krishna was said during the conversation. So you can judge the nature of things by Krishna in the conversation or in the subject matter. How to serve Krishna or how to serve Krishna's devotees.
They
will have class after Guru Puja. They sit down.
After that,
yeah, that's why they say 9 o'clock.
That's what they want.
That's why they say 9 o'clock. But at around 8:30, everything is finished. And the deities are open from that time till 12.
Yeah.
No, they have not gone to discuss them. Class simply going to see.
We can make some nice flower garlands and flowers. We can bring our own flowers. And we can have kirtan. And then there's no...
We can go for a morning walk on the beach. Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Because the beach is what?
It's
10 minutes from
it's
there?
It's too hot.
Like
anyhow, it's better
in
the morning.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, not like a flat.
No, they just don't want you to speak.
These devotees who have just arrived, I have invited them to come.
You can come here.
This is Jaya Rishi Prabhu. Yes. He is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj. And this is Lakshman Prabhu. He has grown up from baby as Vaishnava. And he is very much interested in the path of Raghunatha Bhattan. Very much. And also his wife has come. And this Prabhu, you can introduce?
Gauranga Prema Prabhu.
That I was reading to him from one of your books and he likes very much.
I didn't hear anything different.
He says no difference between what you are speaking and what Prabhupada says.
I
Prabhupada gave the Krishna book 10th Canto in 1970. So why are they saying that you are speaking higher topics than Prabhupada? Why is this idea so widespread in this time, this misunderstanding?
What do you mean? I'm not telling you anything. That only very successful for propaganda. Only what is false propaganda. They have never come to me, never heard of the attempt. I'm telling what I'm telling, I'm telling Krishna Devati Kaku. What I do, I give example from Gita, from Bhagavad Gita. So I think that I am delighted to come to Gita. Anyone who has been coming to Gita, they have they are hearing. I don't know why they are hearing. And if they are here, they should come boldly to me and give us all these things. They can give arguments. And also they can hear my voice. This is how Shri Prabhupada invites us to discuss. But I know that we cannot leave him what we are 100 years before. That will be some advantage. We have not come to this world only to live in A class, lower class. In this planet, we must have told something more and more. Then they said that, oh, he is different from that. He is not different.
It was the desire of Shiva Swami Maharaj, that all of his disciples, they read the book of Goswami Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in course of time. As they are ready, then they should read.
Thank you. outcome is very good, not from me. My mental capacity is full of the growth. And I will give it in very low price. And eight even, one time and two, and I will go.
Things lost that are like in the Narada Sastra at the end, where she was talking about meeting all these tantras. All these bhakti tantras that are in the like Narada Sastra at the very end, are they lost? But they seem like.
What do you say?
There are tantras in the Narada
Sastra.
Are they lost now, or what happened to them?
Bhakti Tantra.
At the end of Narada Tantra, he's referring to Narada Tantra. He wants to know some tantra.
What tantra?
Vaishnava Tantra. You know that Nath has great Vaishnava. And after that, as I written, so there are two lines. Asana Nath and Homa. Also from all masters. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shri Goswami wrote Raghunath Das Goswami according to the Sultan.